Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Who says you can't go back? After a two-decade absence, Bon Jovi is back at the top of the charts with an album called Lost Highway. But if you were expecting the hard rock New Jersey sound of Bad Medicine, then you haven't heard the new Bon Jovi. Hey, I got. This is the lead single from the new record. It's called You Want to Make a Memory, and it has the band headed to Nashville. Here to talk about Bon Jovi's chart success is Billboard's Nashville correspondent, Deborah Evans Price. Deborah, welcome to Soundcheck.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So, number one record, 292,000 copies sold. It's been 19 years since Bon Jovi topped the charts last. Did they have to desert their old fans in their old state of New Jersey to do it?
No, I don't think so at all. I think what they've done is very cleverly expand their audience. When you look at country music today, a lot of the popular country artists have elements of rock and roll in their shows and in a lot of their music. And John Bon Jovi, when I interviewed him for the Billboard story, told me that as he was listening to current Top 40 radio, he didn't feel a connection to that, what he was hearing in that radio format. But when he listened to Keith Urban and listened to some of the other country artists that are very popular now, he said, I got it. He said, you know, hit music is about great songs and telling stories. And he said that's what he wanted to do on this album, was go back to telling great stories and then creating really powerful songs. But I don't think he abandoned his audience. I think he just kind of, you know, took a step towards a new audience.
Well, how long has he been wanting to do this?
I think for quite a while. He started visiting Nashville back in the early 90s and was really embraced by the creative community here. You know, Nashville is such a mecca for songwriters in multiple genres of music. You know, it's such a great songwriting town. And that's what drew him to Nashville initially. He made a lot of friends here. So he's always really appreciated the creative spirit here. And a lot of the Nashville songwriters, you know, were happy to co-write with him for this album. Brett James and Hillary Lindsey, Gordy Sampson. You know, he really wrote with some of the key people in the community and reached out to, like, Leanne Rimes and Big and Rich. And, you know, there's a couple of great duets on here.
So it's number one, we should say, on the pop charts, right?
Yes.
With 292,000 records sold, it must also then, I'm not sure whether you break it out this way, but wouldn't it also be number one on the country charts at the same time?
Well, it's not on the country chart at this time because it's still a Bon Jovi record. And even in talking to John, he goes, you know, it's not a country album. He said this is a Bon Jovi record influenced by Nashville. And for something to appear on Billboard's country chart, it has to be a solidly country album. And this, you know, John will tell you, no, it's a Bon Jovi record, just with Nashville influence. And I think that was where he has really done the right thing at this point in his career. If he had made something that was a little too twangy or a little too country, I think he would have, that wouldn't have been accepted as well by the country music community.
Or maybe, you know, by his own fans, too.
Exactly. I mean, that he ran the risk of, that could have alienated fans, and it could have kind of, you know, looked a little bit carpetbagger, like to come in and do something that was a little too country. That could have almost come off as a parody. But in listening to the album, I was impressed because I thought he really walked the fine line and delivered what he needed to do. It's country enough to where it's going to rope in, you know, some country fans who became familiar with him. You know, last year he had a number one country single with Who Says You Can't Go Home, a duet with Sugarland's Jennifer Nettles. So he, you know, the country audience really kind of came on board with that song, and I think he's delivered a record that's going to appeal to that crowd, but it's not so far country that it's going to alienate any of the fan base. As a matter of fact, there's a real thumping rocker on here called We Got It Going On that's a duet with Big and Rich. So, you know, Bon Jovi fans that have been there loving the band since the early 80s, that's the kind of Bon Jovi they expect, and they're going to get it on this record.
All right,
so he's really kind of, you know, really walked that line between, you know, keeping the existing fans happy, but, you know, roping in some new ones.
All right, we're talking about the new Bon Jovi record. It's called Lost Highway. It's at number one on the Billboard charts. We're speaking with Billboard's Nashville correspondent, Deborah Evans Price.
My life is getting clearer. The sun sets eyes and slowly disappears. Trinkets once were treasure. Life changes like the weather. You grow up, grow old, or you hit the road around here. So I drive, watching white lines passing by, with my plastic dashboard Jesus, waiting there to greet us. Hey, hey, I finally found my way. Say goodbye to you.
Title track from the new album Lost Highway, sitting on the top of the Billboard Top 200 for the band Bon Jovi. John and the rest of the Bon Jovis, we're speaking with Deborah Evans Price, the Nashville correspondent for Billboard. And Deborah, the problems of the music industry have been much documented. Record sales largely down, but country music is one of the sort of it's going against the flow, where sales actually have improved recently. Was this just a savvy marketing move on Bon Jovi's part?
Oh, I think so. I think, you know, when he looks to another genre and sees that sales are going up there, you know, I mean, as he's a smart businessman. I mean, obviously he's going to try to reach more fans. But it's something that I think creatively was a comfortable move. I don't think that he came to Nashville and made this record for the sake of selling more records. I think this is an album that he had wanted to do for a long time. He's got, you know, a lot of ties in the Nashville community. So I think it was a very comfortable fit. It doesn't feel forced or like he's out to make a buck. I think this is, you know, and then too, I think that the fans, the consumers that have went out and bought those 291,000 copies, they don't define music in the same terms that the industry does. You know, we put things in a box. You know, we have things labeled at retail. We have things on specific charts. But really, consumers, I mean, they're just looking for great music, you know, and they'll blur the line between what's country, what's rock, what's pop. You know, if it reaches them, they don't care what bin it's in at a retail outlet.
Well, now, you've mentioned that there are duets on the record with Big and Rich and with Leanne Rimes. Can it work the other way for them? Will this bring them into kind of the pop bins at the record stores as opposed to being stuck in with the country music?
I think definitely. I think the Bon Jovi audience is going to love Big and Rich. And I know that they've been doing some things. They did a benefit in Las Vegas recently together. So I think it'll be a hand up for the country folks to be, you know, to be exposed to Bon Jovi's fan base.
Yeah.
And Leanne, you know, Leanne's a multi-format artist. She's had success in a lot of fields. But I've spoken with her, and she's very excited about the duet with John because it'll not only be on the Lost Highway album, it's also going to be on her record that comes out in August.
Oh, very good. All right. Well, for the moment, it's the Bon Jovi record that sits atop the charts. We've been speaking with the Nashville correspondent for Billboard magazine, Deborah Evans Price. Thanks for being with us on Soundcheck today.
It was my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And that's going to do it for today's show. Tomorrow, as hip-hop enters its fourth decade, critics and historians are trying to create a canon of great hip-hop albums, but few can agree on what belongs. So we'll discuss the struggle to make it into hip-hop's history book. Plus tomorrow, a live performance from Andy Palacio and the Garifuna Collective, an all-star multi-generational lineup of musicians from Belize, Guatemala, and Honduras. Check out our archives and podcasts of Soundcheck at WNYC.org. You can leave your comments as well. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our program is produced by Brian Wise, Joel Meyer, and Allison Lichter with Patrick Rivers. Our senior producer is Gisele Regatau. Our executive producer is Chris Bannon. I'm John Schaefer.